KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Freezing drizzle, 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy and rainy today, or windy today, I should say, with a 30% chance of rain, freezing rain, drizzle, or sleet before noon. Then a slight chance of snow afternoon, a high around 36 early, with temperatures dropping during the day. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Well, the sidewalks and roads are slick here in the Nation of Valley, and because of that, we have several schools that are starting a couple of hours late this morning. Schools with a two-hour late start include Audubon, Bedford, Cam, Clarinda, Coon Rapids Bayard, Creston, Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Nottoway Valley, Orion, Maxburg, Prescott, Southwest Valley Schools, and the 90-minute starts, late starts include Essex, also Stanton. Those schools are starting 90 minutes late this morning. Classes at Southwestern Community College will start at 9 a.m. today. For those and other announcements, you can check out the cancellations page on KJAN.com. Well, in the news, if you were like me, you were one of a large number of unknown people around Iowa who received a text message yesterday on your electronic device saying your check or debit card is suspended, and they ask you to respond. The message included a link to a website that instructs you to fill out information. This, however, is an attempt by scammers to gain access to your personal information, and you should not respond to the text or access the website attached to it. Jamie Park, branch manager at Wells Fargo in Atlantic, said this was an ongoing matter and they were working to get the situation resolved. The texts went to persons who have Wells Fargo's accounts as well as those who do not have any banking with the Wells Fargo Bank. And other banks have been targeted as well, according to some listeners who wrote in on our KJAN Facebook page. Among those who received the fake text were persons in county government and local law enforcement officials. Authorities say, remember, never respond to unsolicited text messages claiming to be from your or any other bank that asks you for your personal information. If there's ever any doubt about the status of your bank account, call or stop by your local bank branch. An investigation began December 5th, 2014 of inappropriate conduct conducted by an Underwood Middle School teacher has resulted in an arrest. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said Monday that 45-year-old Barrett B. Glasnap turned himself in Monday. Glasnap faces felony charges that include four counts of sexual abuse in the third degree, one count of sexual exploitation by a school employee, and five aggravated misdemeanor counts of sexual exploitation by a school employee. Authorities say Glasnap's interaction began in 2011 when the student was 14 after her eighth grade year and continued until October 2014 when the girl was 16. According to an affidavit, an investigator assigned to follow up on an alleged sexual assault at the Underwood Middle School in December found that Glasnap had resigned from his post in November. A traffic stop early this morning in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of 26-year-old Ryan Todd Hall of Red Oak. Hall was taken into custody at around 2:50 a.m. on a charge of OWI second offense. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 cash bond. A traffic stop earlier this morning in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of two people on drug charges. Sheriff's officials say 35-year-old Thomas Lee Knipe of Glenwood and 43-year-old Christopher Lynn Mosier of Essex were arrested for possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of numerous pieces of drug paraphernalia. The men were taken into custody at around 2:15 a.m. Knipe was being held in the Fremont County Jail on $2,000 cash bond, while Mosier's bond was set at $1,000. Deputies were assisted at the scene by the Mills County K-9 unit. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two Pottawatomie County residents were arrested Saturday on drug charges following a traffic stop. 21-year-old William Dunlap Jr. of Council Bluffs was taken into custody on charges of OWI first offense, possession of a controlled substance, and driving under suspension. And 20-year-old Robin Lynn Spittler of Council Bluffs was arrested on a charge of possession of controlled substance. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail. Spittler was released the following day on $1,000 bond. Dunlap was released later the following day on his own recognizance. In our funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN, Roberta J. Bishorner, age 72 of Wyota, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Roberta Bishorner will be held today at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Rose Byland, age 88 of Audubon, died Saturday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rose Byland will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Gerald Gross, age 80, of Irwin, died Friday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Gerald Gross will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Geneva Caven, age 97, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Geneva Caven will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Ronald Gregerson, age 68, of Manila, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ronald Gregerson will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Defiance. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Elvira Miller, age 93, of Erling, died Sunday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Elvira Miller will be this Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Shirley Lead died Monday at the Winterset Care Center. Interment of cremated remains of Shirley Lead will be Thursday at 11:30 at the Oak Hill Cemetery east of Hancock. Reconvith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Mary Schmidt, age 95, who's formerly of Guthrie Center, died February 23rd in Texas. A visitation for Mary Schmidt will be held on Friday from 10 a.m. until noon at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Julia Schlichty, age 47, of Manning, died February 28th. A massive Christian burial service for Julia Schlichty will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bernard Bloom, age 73, of Logan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Bernard Bloom will be Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Garth Lords, age 60, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Home in Red Oak. Funeral services for Garth Lords will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic branch of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Norma Steckelberg, age 81, formerly of Menlo, died February 23rd in Oklahoma. Funeral services for Norma Steckelberg will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Stuart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Myrtle Morris, age 79, of Adair and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Myrtle Morris will be on Friday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ernest Ernie Beato, age 81, of Dexter and formerly of Earlham, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ernie Beato will be held Thursday, or rather next Tuesday at 1:30 at the Valley Evangelical Free Church in West Des Moines. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Karen Casey, age 62, of Oskaloosa and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday. Per her wishes, her body has been cremated and no visitation is planned, and a private family celebration of life service for Karen Casey will be held at a later date. Bates Funeral Chapel in Oskaloosa has arrangements with assistance of Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Lowell Turk, age 101, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. And per his wishes, cremation will take place. No other services are planned at this time. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic is handling the arrangements for Lowell Turk. Dorothy Freeman, age 93, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Dorothy Freeman will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. And Marlis Martins, age 82, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home in Harlan. Services for Marlis Martins are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland and Carson. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.